11:16 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
We really appreciate a fingerprint insight into the whole thing. It's really interesting. Thanks so much.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Put the foot down, Sardi. Does 1-2, gets it back. He doesn't know what he's doing. Zigging, zagging, gave it off to Prestia, who went Wolfgar.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
He's a fantastic young kid, has a crack, he's got great skills, good decision maker, and he's a good gymnast.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Yes, each and every week, with thanks to the Savoy Tavern, it's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's where you go. And your host tonight is Cameron Mooney.
Thank you, Anthony. Still one of the great ones, that one, wasn't it? By yours truly. We'll start off now with Roozy. Now, during the week on 360, he was asked if his expectations were higher than that of 3 than 8.
Yeah, I think I said after the game. I mean, if you win that game, you probably answer it differently. So that's where, I guess, the art of coaching is not to get caught up in the weekly cycle. I know it's really hard because we get as frustrated as...
All right, now that's a bit of a long answer, so we can come back to that one. So we'll keep skipping through to Damien Hardwick during this this week's presser.
We're looking forward to it. You know, Fremantle play a really attractive style of footy too, and, you know, we feel we can match that. And, you know, if the game does become a shootout, we're probably not hoping for that to happen, but, you know, it's capable of opening up, as we've seen prior.
Dare I say that you said Fremantle and not West Coast?
Did I? God damn it, I knew I'd
Nice one, Dimmer. Now, Alan Richardson, post-match after the win over the Demons.
He's a chance. He's a chance. He got a little bit sorer. You know, Jack, well, all our players, we won't play him if they're not right to play. He's a real chance to play. He's probably as much chance not to, so I haven't given you much there, Geno. He's probably 50-50 there.
We didn't find out who he was, either.
And you know what that reminds me of? We might see if we can go back later. A bit of Brendan McCartney. We might go back to that later on if we get a chance.
That was after the Demons game. So we'll just go back and listen to a little bit of Roozy.
It's really hard because we get as frustrated as what the fans do more. I mean, you reckon I slept last night? You know, no.
But look, we'll come back because he keeps going. Now, Brendan Julian, now his presentation of the Frank Worrell Trophy.
And the cheque and the trophy for the Sir Wank Worrell Trophy has been retained by Australia.
That was the puzzling thing. He had like the half second to pull himself up, but he just thought, oh, I might as well go the double whammy.
All right, now this is a couple of pieces of Greg Denham logic.
So Hawthorn's $11 million in debt.
Well, theoretically, yes, but no, not really, no.
What about Richmond?
$900,000, same thing, gaming debts and that, but no.
So Hawthorn's $11 million in debt.
As I said, Kevin, theoretically...
They're going for 3 premierships on the trot, Greg.
But no, not really, Kevin. Please, you could don't ask questions you don't know the answers to,
Well, that's
to,
why
right?
I'm asking questions.
I've got no idea what either of them are talking about.
I have no idea. Now, is Roozy still going?
We get as frustrated, but I suppose
he's still going.
The role is, when you get in there today, to determine, are we getting...
All right. Now, Hutto, can you please explain, can you actually do a two-footed goal?
Robbie Gray takes the football at ground. Oh, Butler stole it off him, threw it onto the boot, goal.
Unbelievable goal.
That's extraordinary. Kicked it out of mid-air, Motlop.
He intercepted it with one tap and kicked it with a one boot.
That is mercurial stuff.
The one boot? I'm pretty sure that's what happens every time you kick a ball, just with one boot.
Potentially kick it with two boots.
Not you.
Sort of. Drop it onto your foot.
Okay, now this is Marco on 5AAA.
Patrick Dangerfield on 5AA last night over at Adelaide.
Even you didn't know. Fine.
All right, KB. What's this one? KB, the ump playing his first game.
So another great bounce by the umpire there, playing his first game. Of course, as an umpire, Brent Wallace does well his.
Glad you were right on top of that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Roozy, is he still going?
I think Jack Watts is probably his best 2 games in a row since certainly I've been at the club.
And St Kilda said they had to look out for him at the stoppages.
So individually, but it's collectively.
Yeah, he's still going.
KB, Goodsy, cannot take a trick.
We're going to play a bit of audio. Paul Roos discussing Jack Siebel. This is from On the Couch back in April 2012. And also give you some commentary of Andrew Swallow, of course, going head first into Andrew Goods and Bump Channel 7. We want to get your thoughts on that as well.
Andrew Goods.
Well, I'm gonna better that with this one with about Cockatoo.
You know what? He surprised me, Jim. I didn't think he'd be any loss to the Cats at all. They had the young boy coming in, Cockatoo, Nadia Cockatoo, and I thought that, you know, he's going to be a similar sort of player to Travis.
Nadia Cockatoo, he got the perfect 10 at the Montreal Olympics.
Now, Ox follows yours truly with a little bit of McVeigh.
Kicking it long and towards McVeigh, who marks at half-back. He's been enormous.
Oh, he plays tall, Mark McVeigh. He's got it. Still in defensive 50, goes in board towards Hanbury. Hanbury's just held up for now.
Jared also plays tall.
He does. Very tall, Jared. Mark, very, very tall.
Did you play that last week with my stuff up?
No, that's right.
No, you didn't?
Okay, oh, yours? Yeah, we did. Yeah, sorry, we did, yes.
Mm. And finally, I think Ruzy might have finished up.
Footy team, and I think we're on the way to that. I've got no doubt. You know, if you look at where we're heading as a football team, and you look at the names, if we can educate Viney and Brayshaw and Vanderberg and Hogan and
Twimpus,
Tyson, etc., etc., yeah. So, in point in time, I'd love to be more wins, and I'm frustrated we're not. If you want a short question, answer the question.
That was 2.5 minutes.
The short answer was yes.
Yes.
2.5 minutes of short answer from Ruzy. Brilliant.
Good now, stuff.
Leader right. In the clubhouse.
I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, the position on the field, the opposition player, where he was situated, where the ball was, where the angle he was coming from, I can understand entirely from a football perspective how that was, that hadn't, would have had very little malice and was all about trying to come back and win the ball and defend.
Yeah, of course it was.
Is he finished yet?
It was all about trying to put us to sleep.